What up, bitches? Back at it again with another episode of the motherfucking CJ Bronson podcast. Today is Monday, May 2nd, 2022. It's fucking Monday, people. The weekend is over. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it was wonderful. Hope you got your drink on, your fuck on, whatever. Stroke on, whatever you got to do. Whether it's a hologram, a real person, yourself, toys, whatever you had to do to get through the weekend. Good for you. I hope you did it. Hope you enjoyed it. I hope you didn't have to work the entire weekend like I do. But that's fine. That was then, and this is now. It's Monday. It's a whole new week. If you fucked up last week, this is the week you can fuck up again or choose to make up for it or choose to be better for it. You know, there's a lot to talk about. There's a lot of shit going on in the news. And I know I've mentioned this a few times, but it's very important that, you know, you guys are aware of it, because if you could write to your congressman, call them, leave them a voicemail, whatever, it's important, because right now we are under attack. Freedom of speech, free speech in general, is under attack with the Ministry of Truth coming out now saying that Nina Jankowicz, who's in charge of this fucking disinformation governance board, they're going to be able to decide whether or not news is real or fake, whether or not what they feel like is going to harm the people. If they feel like it will somehow harm their agenda or the people, they will censor it. And this is very dangerous because, as we know, the government kind of sees things one-sidedly. In other words, they're not going to censor things that they're only going to censor things that go against them. Right? They're not going to censor things that are for them. So what's to say they don't twist the truth and just, or twist the narrative to make everything seem like the world is running perfectly fine when it's not? Make things seem like they're doing everything perfectly fine when they're not. How will we know the truth if they themselves are telling you what's true? It's propaganda. It's kind of fucking crazy. It really is becoming like a Soviet Union communist kind of country. Borderline China, and it's very scary because now Canada, Justin Trudeau, our friend to the north, has also started their own bill. It's called the C-11. It was a C-10. They renamed the C-11. They added some more fun stuff to the bill, and they're trying to push it through the parliament right now. It's called the Online Streaming Act, which will enable the government to further control what media Canadians see on social media. According to the bill, and again, it's kind of interesting how once Elon purchased Twitter, you know, the governance board here is coming out. Now this bill is coming out in Canada. It's like they're panicking. They're panicking to gain control of the narrative that they're pushing. According to the bill, search engines like Google will be required to boost organizations that promote racialized communities, cultural and linguistic minorities, LGBTQ2+ communities, and persons with disabilities. Consequently, non-compliant news publishers not focusing on such progressive topics will be punished by receiving lower rankings in the searches. Meaning they're in this bill, they're fucking coming out and telling you, and that's a quote, that if you don't talk about that shit, cultural, linguistic minorities, racialized communities, LGBTQ2+ community stuff, and people with disabilities, if you don't talk about that shit, your shit, your news, whatever you have to say will be at the end of the search results. That's like the last page. Nobody fucking clicks on page 5 in Google. It's usually the first 2 or 3 pages. So trusted organizations like the Counter Signal, True North, Rebel News, and the Post Millennial will be shuffled to the last page of search results. Who the fuck looks at the last page when you search for anything? Even when you're on porn, you don't go to the last page. You're usually done by page 4. If that. In addition to Bill C-11, Trudeau has now issued a notice that he will also be tabling a new act to regulate the online news industry in the country. Wow. And to make things even crazier, our over here in America, our good buddy, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, yesterday, Sunday, says that the new Disinformation Governance Board would not monitor U.S. citizens. Really? You're going to believe this shit now, guys? Come on. Who the fuck are we dealing with here? When the fuck have these people been honest about anything? According to the New York Post, Mayorkas also defended the newly appointed head of the Disinformation Board, Nina Jankowicz, over her ability to suss out disinformation. Critics have pointed out that Jankowicz denied the credibility of the Hunter Biden laptop story, which has since been verified by the New York Times and other media outlets. During his appearance on CNN Sunday, Mayorkas praised Jankowicz. Praised her! Praised the crazy singing lady making up all kinds of songs. Clearly pushing an agenda for years. Praised her, saying she's a renowned expert in the field of disinformation and eminently qualified to take up the role. CNN's Dana Bash in the interview pressed Mayorkas whether the Disinformation Board would surveil everyday Americans. Quote, it's still not clear to me how this governance board will act and what will it do? Bash pressed Mayorkas. So what it does, Mayorkas responded, is it works to ensure that the way in which we address threats, the connectivity between threats and acts of violence, are addressed without infringing on free speech, protecting civil rights and civil liberties, the right of privacy. Will American citizens be monitored? Bash asked. No, Mayorkas replied. The board does not have any operational authority or capability. Now, do you believe that shit? I don't believe anything. But I'm a paranoid person. I don't consider myself a conspiracy theorist. I just consider myself paranoid. I just don't trust the government. I don't trust people in general. I just don't. Like, you know what I mean? Words mean nothing. It's about what, it's actions that matter. You can say everything. How many politicians promise us the world and deliver us nothing? I'm not going to name all of them, but they're out there. Joe Biden. So, will American citizens be monitored? CNN's Bash asks. No, Mayorkas replied. The board does not have any operational authority or capability. What it will do is gather together best practices in addressing the threat of disinformation from foreign state adversaries, from the cartels, and disseminate those best practices to the operators that have been executing and addressing this threat for years. Blah, blah, blah. Mayorkas conceded the Biden administration could have communicated better how the board will function, noting that it will look at disinformation from Russia, China, and the cartels that smuggle drugs and people. Here's the thing. What's to say that they don't make that up, right? I mean, let's assume that they're being truthful. Let's assume that they really will monitor Russia, China, and the cartels. Right? Let's assume they monitor them and they see what's happening. But they turn around, they lie to the people saying that it's not that bad. Oh yeah, those news reports that you heard that the cartel is smuggling millions and millions of pounds of weed. Oh no, of drugs. No. That's not happening. That's a misprint. That's fake news. It's really half that, or it's really a quarter of that. That's not true. That politician that's working with the cartels, that's fake news. That's not happening. We know. We run the board. Nina knows. Ask Nina. She knows all about it. That's what she does. She studies the cartels. And meanwhile, they're raking in the money, raking in the cash. And we don't know any better because we can't trust any news. We can only trust what they tell us. They'll have full control. And if someone like me comes on here and says that, they can turn around and stop me from saying that. They can stop your buddy Joe Rogan or whoever else you follow. It may start with the Russia and China, but where does it end? If I start talking about Russia and China, they can say, hey, you're talking about something that we already fact-checked and proved that it was, you know, it's false what you're saying. So now we have to disable your account because you're not, you're not telling the truth. When in fact, I am. Or I'm giving my opinion. Which, is that going to be scrutinized? You know, am I going to be penalized for that? I don't know. These are things that are very scary, and it concerns me because that, again, infringes on free speech. And if I want to be able to say, go fuck yourself, fuck the, you know, whatever, I can't say that. Now I got to worry about what I say. Otherwise, it's going to be counted against me. And that's very scary. In my opinion, that's very scary. And the fact that Canada is also getting on board with it, Canada's taking the next step by not only limiting that, but they're going to push your fucking thing at the end of the search results. How are they going to work with Google to do that? I don't know. That makes me feel like they kind of have a stronger hold on their country than we do here. Or the government has a stronger control, rather. Trudeau has a stronger control on the people than this government does here, so far, that we know of. And scary times. It is scary times. It truly is. And on top of that, you really can't even do anything anymore. Like, look at this story right here. Here's a great one. North Carolina woman stabs Jimmy John's 16-year-old worker. What do you think this 16-year-old worker could have done to get stabbed at work? Let's find out. A woman was arrested in North Carolina after police say she came into a Jimmy John's sandwich shop angry about her order and ended up stabbing a 16-year-old girl working behind the counter. Can you imagine as a parent getting that fucking phone call that your 16-year-old who just started her first job, most likely, maybe second job, but she's 16, she's still in school, just got stabbed at work. Where does she work? Does she work at a violent location? She works at fucking Jimmy John's, which is a sandwich shop. It's like a Subway. It's like a Jersey Mike's or like a deli. They make fucking sandwiches. They don't deal with hardened criminals. It's not a prison. You know, it's not like a gym where there's like, you know, roughnecks or whatever the fuck. It's a sandwich shop. It should be a fucking simple place to work. In and out. You want turkey? You want cheese? Here you go. Get the fuck out. Next. What do you want? A salad? We don't got that shit. We make sandwiches. Get the fuck out. It should be real simple. You want a burger? We don't go to fucking McDonald's. We don't do that shit here. Let's see what happened. Let's see what could have caused it. And what scares me is, and not to go back and forth, but it is like going back and forth. Articles like this may not even come out anymore. They may have a stronghold on these kind of news, and the government may say, we don't want people thinking that crime is an issue. So we're just going to censor it. So make it seem like everything is fine. I'm not trying to fearmonger. I'm just thinking that I'm just a paranoid person. And again, I'm about free speech. It sucks that crime is happening. We should know about it so we can prevent it, stop it from happening. Hiding the evidence is not going to fucking fix it. It's only going to give those people more power. It's going to give the government more power over you. But, again, it's Monday. Sorry to go back and forth. I'm kind of all over the place. I apologize for that. I am still away from home, so I'm traveling. But I am recording in the car. It's just a little different for me here because I'm not really at my home base. But let me continue. Sorry about that. All right. Demetrius Holman, 45, of High Point, North Carolina, is accused of entering the Jimmy John's restaurant on North Main Street at approximately 5:50 p.m. on April 25th, complaining about her order. Okay. For Jimmy John's, I mean, okay, Jimmy John's is a sandwich shop. They make sandwiches. I understand that's a sandwich, it's a sub. What could you possibly complain about? Too much meat, too little meat, maybe you ordered one thing and got something different. Okay, I get it. You come back, you're hungry, big bitch, you want a sandwich. You go to the restaurant, get the sandwich, you get home, whatever. Take a bite, wrong sandwich. It happens. Shit happens. People make mistakes. Computers make mistakes. The government makes mistakes. Everybody makes fucking mistakes. Employees told officers who responded to the scene that the woman, who was known at the store and had previously been refused service, began throwing several items at the 16-year-old. So she's already been a repeat offender at this restaurant to the point, do you know what you have to fucking do to get fucking refused service at Jimmy John's, like at a restaurant like this or any kind of, think of Jimmy John's as a fast food joint.
It really is. You come in, you get a sandwich, you get out. Like, it's not really, you're not, it's not a wine and dine. There's no, like, tablecloth. You know, it's nothing, no reservations. You come in and come out. What could you have possibly have done to be fucking refused service? I mean, in America, we have, you know, no shirt, no shoes, no service. Looking at this picture of this big bitch, if she showed up with no shirt, you'd be banned. Or shoes. Yeah. Just to give you an idea, if you're not looking at the picture on my Twitter, she is, how do I say this? She's heavy set, which means not skinny. She has green and red braids, green, lime green, and red braids to match her lime green shirt, which is cute, matches. She has a nice hook in her nose, piercing, and one in her eyebrow. And one on her side of her face, which I didn't even know that was possible. But apparently, when you're that big, you have excess skin on your face, you can do that. Well, that's good for her. You know, she's unique in that way, I guess. And unique in many ways. She's one of the few people to ever be refused service at fucking Jimmy John's. What the fuck? She began throwing several items at the 16-year-old. Holman then allegedly stabbed the teen girl with an edged weapon, according to the High Point Police Department. So throwing the several items at the 16-year-old girl was not enough. I gotta see this footage, man. Don't you want to see this? Like, what were the fucking items she could have thrown? Like, napkins? Like, what's out in the lobby that she could have thrown? Like, you know, napkins, salt and pepper, ketchup packets, like a food tray. Like, what are you throwing? Chairs? But whatever. I don't want to give her any ideas if she's listening, so let me keep reading. Or give anyone else ideas who goes to Jimmy John's and has also been refused. Maybe it happens a lot. I'm just assuming it doesn't. I mean, who the fuck? I've never met anyone or heard a story of someone being refused service at fucking Jimmy John's. I'm not going there. CJ, that place refused my service. What the fuck were you doing? The sheer fact that an adult finds it okay to physically assault someone because a sandwich menu or a sandwich order being wrong is apparent. I can't say that word today. Anyway, High Point Police Captain Patrick O'Toole remarked to WX11, "The fact that you were willing to assault someone not only physically but with an edged weapon over a sandwich being wrong, I can't explain how you come to that conclusion." The victim, who has not been publicly identified, was transported to Moses Cone Hospital in Greensboro. WX11 reported that her injuries were serious, but not life-threatening. Damn, girl. Holman was arrested. Good. She's fucking arrested. With these cases, you know, these recently, you got to, you know, you don't know. Because you can fucking burn a building down and be set, you know, out on bail for $2. Holman was arrested at her home a few hours later, police said. She's charged with assault with a deadly weapon, inflicting serious injury, and injury to real property for the damages to the store. A Jimmy John's spokesperson told WX11 that the franchisee is fully cooperating with local law enforcement and defer to any additional questions to the police department. Now, my problem is this with the story. My problem is, and it's, again, I don't read the story, I just read the headline, is Jimmy John's should be covering all medical for this employee at this point. And I tell you exactly why. Not only because did this incident happen in their store, but that this person has been refused service previously, meaning that there must have been some kind of report done, some kind of paperwork done to refuse this person service. After they refuse service, they usually do paperwork. They got to do some kind of paper. They got to document the incident. They have to. And if it was that bad to refuse service, I wish they mentioned it in the article. I guess we'll have to do more research, or maybe it hasn't been announced yet, what she did at that point to refuse service. Because, you know, the whole staff could have been injured in this situation. There must be some kind of store footage or video that they can release, because a person like this does not belong on the streets. A person like this probably belongs in like a mental institution, or at least seek some kind of therapy. This does not make any sense. I mean, it's a fucking sandwich order. As a 16-year-old girl, you got to ask yourself, is a fucking somewhat shitty sandwich worth jail time, worth, you know, a record, But again, I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but looking at this fucking refused service part here kind of makes me feel like you've done a lot of bad shit before. So I don't feel bad for the fucking person being charged. I feel bad for the 16-year-old. I feel bad for if anyone else was in the store. I mean, it sucks. Fuck, man. My kid's getting close to that age, too, when he's about to start a job. And I would hate for that. Anything close to this to happen. I just don't see it happening. But you know what? Who knows, right? It's not... The 16-year-old could have just been working her job and this lady came in on a bad day and just went nuts. Or 16-year-old could have been popping off, talking shit, saying, fat bitch, you shouldn't be eating a sandwich anyway. And I gave you light mayo because your ass needs to lose weight. Who knows what she said? I don't know. Doesn't justify being stabbed over it, but the world that we live, you got to be careful what you say and who you say to. Who you say it to. Fuck, man. Can you imagine that shit? Like, you welcome Jimmy John's, like, y'all, I'm about to go get a sandwich. And you just see this lady throwing shit and then stab somebody. And now you standing there, like, it's going to be awkward as fuck because I still want my sandwich. I just don't want that girl to make it because apparently she fucks up. I'm just saying, people got to eat. But it is what it is. I don't know. I'm fucked in the head, I guess. That's where my mind goes. Now I want a fucking sandwich, you know? It's I ain't going to Jimmy John's, though. Fucking, that shit's crazy. Fuck that. That'd be... Fuck. What could you possibly do to somebody's sandwich? Do you know what I mean? So not only did that person go home... You know how many times I've taken orders of food to go, food is missing, or I get home and the order's wrong? I've never once in my mind thought I'm going to go back and argue with them. If anything... I just don't go back. I just go somewhere else. Or I just move on with my life. But for the fact that this lady stewed on this sandwich order, went back, caused the scene, continued to cause a scene by throwing things, then stabbing somebody, and at the end of the day, she never got her fucking sandwich right because she's in jail. Did all that work when you could have just went to another fucking Jimmy John's? It's a chain. You could have went to another sub place. It was almost like she felt personally attacked. And she was like, I can't believe this bitch did this shit. I told her, no onions. I told the bitch, no onions. That little bitch put onions in my sandwich on purpose. She knows onions piss me off. She knows when I was a kid... My father always made me eat onions, and I fucking hate onions. I'm gonna show that bitch today. I'm gonna go back and fucking make sure she knows never. Like, do you think people do that? I mean, maybe the unstable ones. I guess I'm somewhat unstable too, if that's where my mind went, but I'm telling you what, I ain't stabbing nobody over a sandwich. Maybe with some fries. Maybe if you fuck, maybe, you know, it depends. Depends on the order. If I drop like $100 on some food and my whole order's wrong, then we got some problems. But I'm not going to stab you. But I will say something. But I don't know. It's a sandwich, people. I mean, I get it. Shit's kind of, kind of crazy right now with the government, with COVID, with some places still got the mask mandate. Some places you got the vaccine mandate still. Some places are... It's just crazy world. I get it. Upside down. Arguably an upside down world from 2 years ago. But you're not making shit any better. You're not making shit any better when you can't control yourself. Right? You can't change someone else's opinion. You can't change someone else's mind. You can't control someone else doing what they do. All you can do is control yourself. Tell yourself, listen, it's going to be okay. I know I'm hungry. CJ is hungry. You hungry, CJ? I know you hungry. Calm down. Let's just go to another sub place. Let's just, you know what? Maybe it was meant to be. Maybe my fat ass should not be eating this kind of food. Maybe my fat ass should just fast today, go to the gym, lose some weight, you know, maybe take some of these piercings out, maybe, you know, stop coloring my hair, and you know, maybe just try like a slim fast. You know, maybe just try like a protein shake. You know, see how you feel. Go for a walk, smoke some weed, relax. You know, maybe that's the step. maybe just, you know, think about that. Maybe no, maybe not everyone's out to get you. Maybe the 16-year-old working at the register, you know, working at Jimmy John's, doesn't know that you, whatever. That you have a fear of tomatoes, and you know, when you see the seeds on the tomato, it makes you flip or some shit. It makes you fucking go nuts. You see red. When you see red tomatoes, you think blood. Like I don't know. I don't know. But to go back and stab somebody, I mean, I'm curious to see, you know, what the court gives her as far as a sentence. How much jail time she gets. Will she be out? Since apparently she does, you know, she's been refused service before. Why they didn't refuse her service this time is beyond me. Maybe the 16-year-old girl was so new, she didn't know that they refused service for her before. Maybe she had no idea. But it is what it is. That's why I'm always like, yo, tip your drivers, man. Be nice. These people know where you live. They're carrying your food. You know, I'm not threatening nobody. I'm just saying, think about that shit. People do snap. People snap. Some person gave me a penny tip the other day. They got a 3-car garage, big ass fucking house. They gave me 1 cent tip. Maybe that wasn't meant for me. Maybe they just did that because, you know, they had a bad service last time. Maybe they just did that because they're pieces of shit. Am I going to go back and burn their fucking house down? Probably not. Highly doubt it. Now, if they do it again or 3 or 4 more times, you know, that's still, I'm not going to do it. I'm just not going to deliver to that house. I just, you know, I kind of have an idea where they live. I just don't go back. And that's what you have to do, people. If you have a bad experience, don't kill nobody. Come on now. I got to tell you this shit. I got to tell you to watch your kids. I got to tell you not to kill nobody. Don't stab nobody. Just don't do it. Just don't go back. Order from someplace else or go to another restaurant. Or get, you know, order DoorDash or Grubhub or something else. Postmates, Uber Eats. There's a lot of different options you can do. Cook your own damn food. You know, heat up a frozen pizza. Chill. Smoke some weed. I highly recommend weed. Stay in. Read a book. Again, my book Worthless is still on sale on Amazon. $3.99, motherfuckers. He do enough killing for people in that book. He do enough killing for all of us. Trust me. Check it out on Amazon again. You're going to want to tip your drivers after this story. And you're going to want to tip your rideshare drivers too. Especially them. They crazy. You hear those, you see the stories they dealing with. Have a good Monday. I'll definitely talk to y'all tomorrow. Peace.